East Coast Radio.
It's Friday and we're coming to you live from Life St. Joseph's. We're taking a pint of blood. Come on down, get yourself a free cup of coffee, a free bottle of water, a free juice box, free muffin, free hug, hugging kisses.
Yeah, we can hug now. It's so nice.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Give me hugs.
That's it. All we need is a pint of blood.
And I'll give you traffic.
And yes, yeah. But I mean, yeah.
There's no traffic here. All
exactly.
Roads
and it's so much.
Here.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so much better when Jesse gives you traffic face to face.
Yeah.
Because then she doesn't throw in these random things like, oh, if you go onto the N2 northbound there by the M41 overchange there. By, she actually talks to you like a person who says, don't go there. There's an accident.
Yeah. Face this morning face. I smile.
Yeah. So I just have a little. Can I just get this one thing off my chest?
Yes.
Guys? I'm beginning to develop a real trust issue problem.
Okay.
Because you guys know how busy we really are. People think, oh, we arrive and we do a 3-hour show and then we go. They don't realize how early we get there.
Yes.
They don't realize the meetings we have afterwards. They don't realize the meetings with clients, the recordings that we do, the videos, the workshops that we're all a part of.
Yes.
And that's before we've even spoken about events that we have to go and attend.
Yeah, the sun never catches us in bed.
We are proper. We work. Yeah. And it's not unusual to work a 12-15-hour day. And so I have always been thankful for one community member who I thought, let's just keep her nameless for now, right? One community member who used to help me out and say, listen, Darren, you might have missed this in all your busyness. I just want to let you know that KFC are doing free delivery all day today. And I was like, what? And then I would email, thank you so much. That's amazing. And then I would remember those days where I buy KFC.
Yes.
And we get a bucket for everyone and we get some cool drinks and water.
Yes.
That's because she let me know. And I was like, and I'm like, wow, thank you very much. And then I wouldn't hear from her for a few days. And then just out of the blue, she go, oh, by the way, you might not know this, but there's like a 25% discount on like McDonald's. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Lunch on me. Those
Darren,
are the days.
Does she have a WhatsApp group?
No, she doesn't have WhatsApp. She just sends emails. She just sends emails, and then I write back to her. And then
okay.
I was telling. Look at Sky's reaction. I was telling Sky. And he said, what did he say? He said to me,
okay.
Are you talking about Megan?
I'm Megan.
Like, I said, does Megan.
Oh, Megan.
Does Megan write to you as well?
Megan from Mr. G writes to me every day.
Every day. And this, and this broke my heart. Because like, I'm like, hang on. I really thought this was me and my relationship with Megan. Because I would reply and I'm like, hey, thanks, sorry.
No.
And now I find out Sky has been getting the same emails from Megan. But then I find out, Jayshree, it gets even worse.
Yes, I'm listening.
The whole building has been getting emails.
Yeah,
no.
Megan.
We are all in on Megan, my boy.
And it gets worse. I popped on down to Mooney Ford Attorneys. It turns out the entire city, the entire province, the entire country is getting emails from Megan.
No,
I thought it was. I really, really thought it was just for me. It just turns out Megan works for Mr. D. And then, guys, I delved even deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, hey, no, pie's not on my face. Pie's on your face. Megan isn't even real.
No.
Megan is automated.
But I replied to Megan.
I know, and she says thank you for her reply. That's amazing. Please stay tuned.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.